Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakdown for me today, you know, you guys are talking a lot about what residents could be doing more specifically to help mitigate the problem on their own residents. Do you mind just briefly explaining that again?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is going to take a multi-pronged approach. There's not one thing that will take care of this. I think the biggest thing that I hope people take is the mitigation effort. Keeping the rats from ever getting into your neighborhood. That means when you do a major project, digging up sewers, demolishing a house, whatever it might be, you got to make sure that you're doing a rat mitigation project. You're poisoning the rats so they don't come into your neighborhood. When you do projects like have been done over the past 10, 12 years, we see the impact. You don't do the mitigation efforts in the front, and the rats come into the neighborhood. So that's the first thing, is the mitigation. The second is environment. The environment, you got to eliminate the environment. People who were here tonight aren't the ones who are contributing to this problem. It's the people who weren't here who are contributing to the problem. But in a neighborhood like the South, which is beautiful, has a long tradition, people want to make sure that they can live in a safe, beautiful neighborhood. So we're telling people what they can do to help. So the mitigation and then the environmental thing. Taking away the sources of food, you know, whether it's feces from your dog, whether it's feeding animals outside, feeding your own pets outside, having overgrown areas where they can live. And you know, we know that rats don't go far. Maybe they'll go as many 300 feet away, but they go to where the food is. And if the food and the habitat are right there, that's where they're going to stay. So we think it's going to take a multi-pronged approach. I do think the mitigation is the first step, and that we were here today to try and listen to the residents.
Now, changing direction a little bit, with the leptospirosis, explain to me the health department's measures that they would take for this. Is this something that they really come across too often?
I'm not a veterinarian. I'm also not a physician, so I don't have any information about leptospirosis. I usually deal with this New York State Department of Health, and they educate us on that. So no, I don't have experts on that. I'm not an expert on that, but I did talk to one of the residents, and I'm going to get more information for her.
Out of all the points that you're hearing tonight from some of the residents, maybe even some of the solutions that you heard, what would be the point that resonated with you the most?
How fearful people are in the neighborhood of the rats. It's you know, there's nuisances. We have nuisances. Every neighborhood has nuisances. But this has really hit home with the dire situation they're dealing with these rats. And we all need to take that very, very seriously.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about today or even just the meeting in general?
I think it was very well attended. I think that proved how important this was to people. But once again, the people who were here tonight weren't the people who were causing the problems. But they want to make sure their neighborhood stays safe and everyone's held accountable. And that means all of us need to be involved.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.